Ooh, the cerulean warbler, a small insect-eating bluebird that resides in the deciduous forest treetops. Oh, hush now, mating season's upon us.
Add some excitement to your weekend at Arlington International Racecourse. World-class horse racing, premier entertainment. Arlington provides the thrill you need to break the routine. Chicagoland's biggest derby party is May 2nd. Visit arlingtonpark.com for tickets. Bet on fun.
Real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at 41.com.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You can see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings, championship rings, and parades.
To fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Night. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSER, and HD Chicago, HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are tied up 1-1 in the first round of the playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. Well, it appears as though right now the game will continue on as scheduled between the White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles at Camden Yards in Baltimore. Hector Nwesi faces Ubaldo Jimenez. Pregame here is scheduled to start at 5:30. The commissioner is addressing the media right now. It was a regularly scheduled visit, nothing to do with the violence or what's taking place in Baltimore right now. But Rob Manfred addressing the media. I'm sure he will address what's going on there now. They have closed the gates to Camden Yards. They are saying the game will go on. There are currently an estimate of 600 people inside the ballpark with the gates closed. They're not allowing anyone else in. It's a really bad idea right now because people are arriving for the game, which is to take place an hour from now.
I did see one report.
Those people are not allowed into the stadium.
The Baltimore Sun says there is one gate that's open. I don't know if those fans arriving know the one gate or does. They're just walking around the park and being informed by police and other security where they are allowed to get in. Because you're right. I mean, it wouldn't make sense to have people arriving for the game and then
not
told,
be able to get in.
Right.
Right.
So the Baltimore Sun says there is one gate that is open, but they're urging people not to leave.
What the hell? Why would you open a gate then?
Well, you'd open the gate to allow people in so they're not sitting in the parking lot because apparently this is taking place not too far from Camden Yards.
And I thought they had it shut down.
Well, all the gates are closed except for the one, according to the report from Baltimore Sun, which is a good thing. If you're going to have the game go on, let people come in. You need to have a way for them to get in and not just stand out there.
That's true.
All of this because of police officers being attacked earlier today. Seven officers were attacked, several with broken bones. One was left unresponsive. First responders not allowed in the area for safety reasons. Several stores have been looted. Cars have been set on fire. One photographer that we know of, one of the major networks, was also injured, sent to the hospital. But the game will go on. We'll have the pregame here at 5:30, first pitch just after 6 o'clock. The Cubs host the Pirates tonight at Wrigley. Jason Hamill opposes Vance Worley. Some roster moves as Junior Lake's been called up. Brian Schlitter sent down to Iowa. The Bulls look to close out their opening round series tonight with Milwaukee. Tip-off at the UC is at 7. Cleveland waits for the winner of the Bulls-Bucks series, and the Blackhawks take on the Minnesota Wild. Those dates and times not yet announced. Listen to the Scorecard Golf Show every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. to hear the latest on the Chicago golf scene. The Scorecard Golf Show is brought to you by the BMW Championship, and it's back at Conway Farms this September. Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the Score is tonight in about 30 minutes when the Sox take on the Orioles on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse. Eat where the players eat.
Boars and Bernstein. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the call apparently has gone out. They will now have a total of 80 Maryland State Troopers on site as quickly as possible. But to me, Boars and Bernstein is what you have. To me, that still doesn't sound like enough. I mean, it is so scattered and so many different people wandering around that I don't know that 80 extra guys, I don't know who else you've called. I haven't seen anything. I'm looking at it. If that does it, I mean, anything a little bit helps. But at some point, to reach a decision that this has got to stop. Got to stop this.
Well,
Reverend Jamal Bryan, I believe, is that his name?
Correct.
Jamal Bryan is.
He said they wanted
organized.
He wanted to resume peaceful protesting, yeah. But once you've already escalated things to this level,
where the Rubicon here.
You're smashing local businesses. Yeah. I'm not sure there's any going back to successful peaceful protesting, and that's what's so unfortunate about this is that you may have already cashiered your chance to affect. Any change is now it's another corner store that is being looted, and they've stripped a CVS to the bone. There have been a couple other bodega type places that were already overrun. There was a currency exchange that was similarly taken apart, and now front door and back door of another corner liquor store of some kind.
I don't know. Yeah. Now they say there will be 1,000 officers on site soon.
Soon?
That's what it said.
Okay.
On the way. 1,000.
I know they've been so careful about not overdoing a police presence militarizing.
How do you stop this, though? Don't you have to stop this? This is not accomplishing anything to go on in every corner of where you live for the people whose business it is, and just as it was in other places. It's like in Ferguson. I mean, ruined a lot of lives of people who spent their entire life building those places or building that business up.
It's starting to get darker there, and this is it's going to get worse.
There goes the door.
As it gets darker. And now they rip the door off the hinges.
Yeah.
So
it would seem to me that, I'm not a police officer, and thank God for that, but I would think at some point you got enough. And I don't know if this reverend's going to be able to do it either. Like you say, you've already sort of crossed in this, and you're not stopping. There is no indication that the rioting is going to stop.
Reports that police are also beefing up the presence now around Camden Yards, concerned about any spread of the rioting in that direction. So the police around Camden Yards have donned riot gear. And as of right now, there is an armored vehicle that's moving toward the looting that is
getting bombarded.
Getting bombarded by rocks and bricks and debris.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is really,
and moving on, by the way, not stopping
because I guess there's no point in trying to quell any looting of local businesses when you're already deciding that you're going to have a baseball game going on and. The commissioner's in town. All right, DJ in Rockford, you're on the Score.
You cut out on me. I don't know if you're talking to me or not.
Are you DJ in Rockford? We are.
All right, yeah. As far as more presence, usually once riot is already in progress, more presence just kind of makes everybody more angry, and you make the rioting worse. At this point, once the rioters are already going, most of them aren't there for any cause except to destroy anyway. And unfortunately, what you have to do is you have to contain. So you do make a perimeter around to keep people in that perimeter. But as soon as you start trying to go in and the police start beating people to stop them from doing stuff, they're going to be in trouble.
Well, they have not been doing that.
No, they've not been doing
that.
They've avoided most confrontation completely.
But as you say, to try to quell the riot... You can't really stop it once it's going until they get tired.
All right. Okay. Well, reports of 1,000-plus police officers coming in.
A little bit of news here from Mark Spears of Yahoo. The Cleveland Cavaliers say Kevin Love unavailable for the East semis. His status beyond that will be determined over the next several days.
There is a beyond that.
So it is an acute anterior inferior glenohumeral dislocation with the corresponding ligament labrum tearing and humeral head bone bruising. That's it for Kevin Love for, in my estimation, for your basketball season.
And perhaps for his Cavalier career.
It could be, actually.
Mm-hmm. That running off the court might be more symbolic than you think.
Now, I am amazed that they are playing this baseball game. I have to tell you, I am absolutely amazed that they are doing this. Now, I don't know where that armored vehicle was headed, but after appearing that it was coming to attempt to intervene in the current rioting, it moved on somewhere else.
Yeah, the caller's probably right. I mean, it probably is not a wise decision. And then I guess then you just form a perimeter, make sure nobody new gets in, and let them do what they're going to do, because apparently that's what you're going to do.
So
it doesn't appear to me of any force or any hint of force is going to be used to quell this. And as I say, there are demonstrators and looters everywhere. They're not just on this corner. There are other places as well. They happen to be showing this corner, but when you saw the wide shot, mm-hmm. there are a lot of different places.
So the Sox and the Orioles are scheduled to play in front of essentially no one.
Mm-hmm.
That is...
Sorry.
It's going to be...
No sense is being made.
It's going to be
very... Wish I could help.
It's just going to be weird, and you wonder what you're going to hear in the background as you're watching a baseball game. I don't know how the engineer is going to mix the game for TV or for radio, but hearing helicopters and sirens all around the park and having no crowd noise to pipe in, very, very odd.
Yeah. Like I say, I don't know what you do at this point. I mean, I know you made this decision, and the Reverend Jamal Bryan is going to try and tell people, please stop doing this, form his own perimeter and try to get people to listen. But I think that horse has left the barn, too.
Several reports on Twitter say that groups of police are shepherding the fans toward the open gates of those arriving at Camden Yards. So whatever small groups of people are there are being helped in by police.
Okay.
Shouldn't that tell you shouldn't play the game?
I would prefer actually not to be taken into any sporting event by a police escort.
Right.
Yes.
As a fan, that would
be my preference as a fan. Yeah.
Now there's a cell phone store under attack by a large mob of people mm-hmm. that has crashed through the front door there. Yep. So just working their way down the street from local